All right. We are live. This is CJSF 90.1 FM Burnaby, the campus community radio from Simon Fraser University. We broadcast on the unceded ancestral territory of the Kwikwetlem, Musqueam, Squamish, and Tsleil-Waututh. We stream online at cjsf.ca. Follow us on Facebook, Instagram, YouTube, and Twitter, and listen to podcasts of our programs on SoundCloud and our website. Got a request? Text or call us at 778-782-CJSF or 2573. This is Khoi Inge Shachlach from the Intlakem territories up in the Nicola Valley from Gweishkana, BC. And I'm your host here on Free Voices, brought to you by Eagle Nation Universal Production Society. And we have a super awesome show coming up for you guys. We have our usual guests coming in. We have Wegedesk from the Mi'kmaq people. We have a special speaker coming in, my brother from another mother, Saugage, from the Mi'kmaq people, also on the East Coast from the Burnt Church Reserve up there in Nova Scotia. And also we have my brother Shkwait Shachlach from Gweishkana, BC. We have the president of Minnetonka Park Association, Celia. And so we have all those guests coming in. We have a subject today, and it's going to be on constructive change on January 6, 2025. So stay tuned for all that. We have some great music coming up from Rainbows Are Free, Icarus Burnus, Broken Peach, Atomic Vulture, and if we have time, Justin Johnson. So stay tuned for all that. We're going to have some great music, and so this is going to be a great show coming up for you guys. I'm just going to have to turn off this here, and then we're going to get going with some music. So we're going to start off with some energetic music from Rainbows Are Free and their song Sonic Demon. So let's have a listen to that. Enjoy, everybody. We'll be right back.
Be loud.
Rainbows Are Free, and their song Sonic Demon. Man, what a powerful, fast song. I love listening to that song when I'm getting up in the morning, getting ready, and just getting ready for a energetic day. So I hope you guys enjoyed all that. I'd like to welcome all our listeners from all over the world, from England, from Germany, from Spain, from Sweden, from Switzerland, from Norway, from Egypt, from Africa, from India, from Russia, from Ukraine, from Japan, from China, from Philippines, from New Zealand, from Australia, from South America, from North America, all across the United States, all across Canada. Welcome to our odyssey of positivity, human growth, and empowerment for human rights and justice, and just making this world a better, wonderful place the way it should be. Thank you all for giving us your ears, your hearts, your minds, and joining us on this spectacular journey. So we couldn't get a hold of our brother Wegedesk, so we're going to start off with the way that he usually leads us through our deep breaths. We're going to take three deep breaths. We're going to imagine inhaling all the positivity in the world, all the love energy. And we're going to imagine on the exhale, we're going to imagine getting rid of all the negative energy that builds up throughout the day and throughout our lives. And we're going to get ready to do that in 3, 2, 1. Last one. Ooh, man. Always so awesome just to get that oxygen into our lungs, into our bloodstream, up to our brain, get us all fired up and ready for an awesome subject. We have a subject, and today it's on constructive change. And I've been thinking about this quite a bit throughout the week, and just reminded by one of my favorite sports teams. And it reminded me of my own journey and path in changing the way that I viewed the game hockey, and also the game of life, because it's they're very similar. We go through this life, and it's like a game. We have to regulate and watch. We have rules, and we have structure, and we can easily get affected by the way we play the game, either in a real sports game or just our lives. For me, I struggled hard with winning. I was a very bad winner. I was a very bad loser. And it started to affect everybody around me, all my teammates, and it was very unfun. And playing any sports, they call it playing, and it should be fun. We should enjoy it. We should have a great time. But it gets wrecked when we get too focused on winning, and also when we can't act right when we lose. These things affect it. And it came to a point in my life where I realized I was struggling very hard. I made it very difficult on all my teammates and everybody around me. I focused so hard on winning. I was a good player. I was always usually the best player on my team. But it made me critical towards everybody else around me. and it made it difficult. And it was awful. I know it was awful because I could see it in all my teammates and people around me. And so I came to the realization that I had to change. And so I realized, well, I got to not look at everybody else. I got to focus on me, what I can change, what I can do. Never mind what anybody else around me is doing or not doing. That doesn't matter. And it changed everything. From that day forth, I started to enjoy the game. I started to win. And it started to help myself and everybody around me. It took time, though. Because people aren't ready for change. A lot of times people think that you can't change. But each one of us, we can change. And when we do it constructively, because this is what I want to focus on, constructive change. Destructive change is on an opposite spectrum. And we can use the act of war. That's destructive change. And, you know, the world is full of that enough. We don't need that. We should try to focus on constructive change, learning how to change ourselves in a positive way. And these things can be done. It takes time. It takes a lot of self-reflection and realizing when we're having a struggle in our life, what we can do to change it. And these are key steps in success and achievement and getting through this life in a smoother way. And here at this station, we believe in human growth. We believe in empowerment for human rights and justice and making it a positive place. The whole world, all our communities, anywhere you are in this life. Maybe you're sitting in a jail cell somewhere. Maybe you're on a most remote reservation or part of the jungle where you can get a hold of this station and listen. You know, these are important things that we're talking about, learning to respect ourselves, learning to respect the world and everybody around us. And these are the things that we can change and help to make this world a better place. And these are things that I learned also from Counselor Fari, who was a big part of my life for 25 years. And all the positive energy that she had, all the great teachings that she learned from indigenous culture all across North America. And she was able to connect me to my own culture, traditions, and heritage to the point where I can now speak about it on this radio station, practicing oral tradition. And I'm so grateful, I'm so thankful to all the people up here at CJSF, Magnus, the station manager, Jesse, and the program coordinator, Robin. Jesse is the spoken word and talk coordinator. And also Kanavar, he's the music coordinator. And all these people keep this station going. They're the pillars of the station. And I'm just so grateful and I'm thankful for them. And all the volunteer programmers, we just had the Sprouts on earlier. They're a big inspiration for me. I love listening to them, listening to all their energy and enthusiasm for sharing their music, their stories. It's just amazing. And these are things that we're trying to provide and give you guys something to look up for, look forward to in your lives each week. And it's just a blessing and an honor to come up here and share. And so I'm going to be quiet now. And we're going to get to the next song. And coming up next, we're going to be having my brother from another mother, Sagage. So we're going to play him a song, and the song is from a band from Germany, and their song is called Minotaur. And it's a pretty epic song. I really enjoy it. Let me get it up here first. So yeah, we're looking forward to his words of wisdom. He's always got some good special stuff. So we're going to play this song from Icarus Burns and their song Minotaur. So enjoy, everybody. We'll be right back. Thank you. Oh, man. That was awesome. That was Icarus Burns, their song from, and their song Minotaur. And that was played for my brother from another mother, Saugage. He's a veteran of the United States Army, the Canadian Army, survivalist specialist. He teaches and instructs that all over. And just a really big person in my life. He's somebody I look up to, and I really appreciate all the knowledge he has. He has a master's degree in Indigenous governance and a Bachelor of Arts in political science. And he's going to be doing a recap on the state of anomie, also how to identify it in yourself or others around you, and what is first best self-treatment for it. So welcome to the program, Saugage. How are you doing?
Thanks for having me again, brother.
Yeah, no problem. Yeah, so we'd like to get started, and you can go through the points of the recap of the state of anomie, how to identify it in yourself or others around you, and what is first best self-treatment for it. Take it away, brother.
All right. Okay, so there's a lot to cover, so let's just dive right into this recap. Okay, so to begin with, there was this sociologist. His name was Emile Durkheim. He was studying suicide. And during his studying, he came up with this idea, this concept of the state of anomie. He defines it as a state of normlessness, disorder and confusion when standard norms are weak and unclear. Now, what do I mean by norms? Those are standards of acceptable behavior by a group. You can think of them like rules or expectations that are socially enforced. So think of things like being honest, be fair, don't lie, don't cheat, don't steal, don't murder. Those are like the norms that we're talking about, right? So we learn these norms through our culture, our worldview, our belief systems, our knowledge systems, our values, virtues, our vices, and even our daily practices. And they're transferred or taught to us. Specifically, I'm thinking like within Indigenous communities, through our stories, our songs, our dances, our lessons, our languages, our prayers, our ceremonies, our rituals, and our protocols. So they're embedded.